Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Paradeep Phosphates Limited Q4 FY25 earnings con call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Navya. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, warm welcome to all the participants on the call of Paradeep Phosphates. Today we have Mr. Rajeev Nambiar, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Harshdeep Singh, Chief Commercial Officer, Mr. Bijoy Kumar Biswal, CFO, Mr. Alok Saxena, Head Corporate Finance, and Mr. Susnato Lahiri, DGM Strategy, IR and ESG on the call. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Nambiar for opening remark, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to Mr. Nambiar.
Good morning, Manish. Thank you for the call, and good morning, everyone, and warmly welcome you to the Paradeep Phosphates Q4 as well as financial year 2025 earnings conference call. We have shared our earnings presentation and press release, both available on our website and stock exchanges, and I hope you had a chance to go through them. FY25 has been a truly transformational year for the company, marked by healthy profitability, improved operational efficiency, and significant strategic progress. On the financial front for FY25, the company posted a very healthy 452% year-on-year surge in profit after tax, powered by highest-ever fertilizer sale of 3.03 million tons. Revenue from operations stood at 13,820 crore, registering a 19% growth over the previous year. EBITDA rose sharply to 1,367 crore, up by 91% year-on-year, while the profit before tax increased by 434% to 752 crore. In Q4 alone, revenue grew by 56% to 3,494 crore, with EBITDA doubling to 389 crore and PBT rising nearly eightfold to 223 crore. In line with our dividend policy, the board has recommended a dividend of rupees 1 per equity share on the face value of rupees 10 for the financial year 2025. Over the past 4 years, PPL has demonstrated industry-leading growth across the fertilizer production, sales volume, market share, and key financial metrics, including revenue, EBITDA, and PAT. The successful execution of key CapEx proposals is now yielding the visible cash flow benefits. On the operational front, the company reported production volume of 2.63 million tons and primary sale of 3.03 million tons for the full year, reflecting year-on-year growth of 14% and 20% respectively. PPL served over 9.5 million farmers across 15 Indian states through a wide network of more than 95,000 retail points. Our product basket includes 9 diverse crop and soil-specific NPK grades, with N20 sales crossing a record 1.06 million tons for the first time. Our share of NPK in the product mix has steadily increased over the last 2 years, reinforcing our ethos of balanced fertilization for the soil. We produced 4.86 lakh tons of phosphoric acid during the year, making a 30% year-on-year increase, while the sulfuric acid production stood nearly 1.3 million tons. PPL also achieved record POS sales, maintaining high sales velocity, which led to improved receivables and better working capital efficiency. We continued our innovation-led offerings, selling 1.66 million bottles of nano fertilizers and receiving a strong market response for our recently introduced TSP product, with sales of nearly 1.5 lakh tons during the year. We maintained a sharp focus on strategic sourcing and supply chain agility, leveraging a long-term supply relationship and robust on-site storage infrastructure to navigate raw material price volatility during the year. The company ended FY25 with a net debt-to-equity ratio of 0.78, marking a 28% reduction over the previous year, along with improved net debt per ton of sales. These operational efficiencies translated into healthy free cash flow generation, post working capital and capex. On the ESG front, PPL achieved a significant milestone by being ranked among the top 2% globally in the chemical sector by S&P Global as a part of the 2024 Corporate Sustainability Assessment, which forms the basis of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. This recognition underscores our growing leadership in sustainability and our continued focus on embedding ESG into every layer of strategy and operations. Our strategic roadmap anchored in three core pillars. They are scale in operation, backward integration, and product innovation. The ongoing merger with MCFL is expected to enhance our overall sales volume by approximately 23%, taking them to 3.7 million tons. This will also enable deeper penetration into key southern markets and provide opportunities to sell and upsell as well as cross-sell. In parallel, we have been investing in backward integration with the aim of enhancing our margins. The expansion of sulfuric acid capability to 1.9 million tons at our Paradeep site is progressing well and is expected to be commissioned by Q3 of this year. Additionally, our plans to augment phosphoric acid capacity to 0.7 million tons from the current 0.5 have commenced and we expect completion within 2 years. These expansions will help us achieve greater self-reliance and long-term sustainability in operations. On the product innovation front, we were the first to introduce a triple superphosphate TSP and biogenic nanofertilizers in the country, both of which saw healthy sales in FY25. Our focus going forward remains on developing differentiated low-carbon products tailored to soil and crop-specific needs, aligning with both farmer expectations and the environmental goals. Overall, FY25 has been a defining year for the Paradeep Phosphates. We have strengthened our market position, delivered strong financials, and built a resilient and agile operating model. I want to thank our employees, channel partners, customers, and all stakeholders for their continued trust and support. We look forward to building on this momentum and delivering a greater value in the years to come. Thank you, and I now look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Also, I have a couple of questions. First, regarding the current margins that we are sustaining. So, of course, it was the effect of backward integration that we are eventually incorporating in the company. So, these margins will be sustainable for the next 2 to 3 years. How exactly are we looking at? And will it be similar range or will it increase eventually?
Related to the margin, Selectic? Yeah, you can hear. Yeah. Regarding this, you know, this backward integration and the impact on the margin, this is what, you know, on account of this phosphate, you know, integration of from, you know, 5 lakh, you know, 3 lakh to 5 lakh ton. So that will be continued and it will be sustained. Apart from that, you know, whatever the things we are doing, you know, which is in pipeline, this new sulfuric acid, which is going to stream by third, you know, Q3, that will also add to the, you know, that will also impact the margin positively.
Okay, so what are the PPM margins that we have for EBITDA as well as PAT, that will be sustainable or rather increase as and when the bank verification whole process is operated by Q3 and Q4, right?
Yeah, we expect it to improve.
Okay, okay. Okay, so in terms of demand front, if I say, what exactly is the scenario in the I know that we are more focused towards the rural part of India. What exactly is the demand from California?
So the demand outlook remains very, very strong. If you see the current forecast for the monsoon, It's expected to be around 103 to 104% of the long period average, which augurs well for the Indian economy and Indian farmers. The farmers are getting good price for their produce, which also augurs well for a strong demand in the year ahead. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So in terms of growth rate expected for top line for next 2-3 years, what exactly do we have to target for next 2-3 years?
Yeah, so in terms of top line, you know, we actually did a record sales of, you know, 3 million tons for the first time. We're looking at, you know, organically having a 5%, you know, increment this particular year. Plus, you know, MCFL, when it gets added on, that'll kind of, you know, add on another 23-24%. So net-net, you know, we're looking at, you know, north of 3.7 million tons this year.
Okay. So in terms of growth in terms of numbers, if I say, so that would be around what, 15% of growth, 15-17% or more than that?
About 23%, little more than that.
Okay, for next 2-3 years. It's all because of the increase in, you know, backward integration and the production that we are looking at in terms of...
Yes, we're talking about FY26. If we are talking about FY26, about 20%.
Okay, interesting. Got it. Yeah, thanks for the update.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. Next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from Nippon AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Congratulations for a good set of number. Just on the DAP side, I think government announced additional subsidy of around 3,500 rupees last year. And we book, I think, 3,000 out of 3,500 for the 9 months. So just want to check in the fourth quarter, head, we book additional amount for the entire year, and what is the quantum?
Hi, Jignesh, you know, see, the policy says that 3,500, but, you know, whatever has been paid, that has been booked, and this, you know, this 500 has not been booked, you know, so that will be, as and when this will be declared, then it will be booked.
So in fourth quarter, there was no incrementally benefit which you book. It was a pure, you can say, profitability which was there.
Yes.
Understood. And with the revised subsidiary on the DAP import trading, is there any margin now? Because earlier there was no much margin left, and then there was a shortage of DAP.
So just to address that, see, currently the government policy, the way they have announced, it's going to be a positive margin on the trading. So they have given an indication for that in the subsidy policy. So that's very, very positive actually.
So what happened last year? You mentioned that there was shortage of DAP, so that's why adoption of the NPK was pretty good. With now easily available of DAP, are you seeing some moderation in the NPK growth rate, or some of the farmer who has compulsory shifted from DAP to NPK might reverse?
So there are two factors. See, one is the NPK growth, which is driven by a fundamental awareness for the balanced nutrition, which is what is actually helping us to grow the NPK portfolio and the industry also to grow that. Of course, there was a constraint of a DAP and which limited the DAP sales as far as the current year is concerned. We see basically a steady growth for NPK still continuing, but there is still room for balanced nutrition as we move forward. However, DAP availability, if it's better, we can expect a marginal growth there also. And we are trying to position innovative offering, which is TSP, which is 46% P. And that basically creates value for the farmer because you prevent overuse of nitrogen, through TSP.
So despite a healthy availability of DAP, TSP and NPK growth will remain reasonably good, right?
Yes.
And last one, have you finalized the fine print of 4,000 crore capex MAU with Orissa government?
Yeah, so on the course of few years, you know, that will be done in a phased manner. So right now we are taking this, you know, expansion of phosphoric acid and, you know, the sulfuric acid and this dry gypsum and all the things that is the pipeline. So once that is get completed, then, you know, we'll go to the next level of, you know, expansion. So that is pretty much the pipeline.
Okay, thanks a lot. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Just to understand Q4 number, with the change in subsidy rates for Kharif, is there any change in the major inventory gains for us in Q4? And if yes, can you please quantify it?
No, there is this... Q4, this whatever the subsidy is there, now, you know, from the Kharif, the new subsidy has been, you know, notified, NBS rate has been notified. And due to that, you know, whatever stock is there, that also has been, you know, properly taken care. You know, that has been accounted for.
Can you quantify that number?
No, that, you know, whatever as per this, you know, stock available and, you know, this thing is taken care, you know, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And in terms of working capital, are you seeing any challenges in terms of receivables from government? That's my first question. And second part of the question is, if I compare our receivable days compared with other peers of us, be it in urea business or NPK business, our relative receivable days look higher. So is there any sort of technical reason which I'm missing which explains the higher receivable days relatively?
Just to kind of clarify, see, basically we are trying to look at how we can drive improvement. So if you look at our performance vis-a-vis last year, the receivable days both from the market and the subsidy receivables, there is a significant improvement which has happened. And that's a direction which has been enabled well by a good market demand and good cash flow from the government as well as the market. If you look at the trend, it's very strongly positive for the current year.
Okay, got it. And in terms of inventory in the channel, can you give any comments? How is the inventory in the channel by the end of March, and how do you see the placements for the next Kharif panning out?
So just to kind of tell you, the channel inventories are at a very optimal level. If you look at the post sales, also the farmer sales, like well, our primary sales was 3 million ton plus, the farmer sales also was 3 million ton plus. So we maintain consistent inventory level, which is a steady state around 4 lakh metric ton, 3.5 to 4 lakh metric ton.
Okay, noted. Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Master.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Riju Dalui from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a good set of numbers. Just a bookkeeping question, like how was the capacity addition at the Goa Moni Urea plant for the full year?
Can you repeat the question? We couldn't understand.
If you could tell us the Goa non-urea plant utilization for the full year.
Oh, that is actually an outstanding year. Actually, last year we almost touched the fullest capacity utilization. So that's a good news came from Goa for the last year. Yeah.
So it's 100% utilization is there for the non-urea plant?
Yeah, it's almost like the fullest utilization, one of the best utilization in the recent years.
Understood. And the other question is that in FY25 for the full year, we have seen strong volume growth in the manufacturing fertilizer side, right? So probably we are utilizing roughly around 85% of our total installed capacity in the non-urea side. So if you could highlight with the current capacity, how much we can, you know, incremental volumes we can sell into the market for over the next 2 years.
This year we have sold 3 million tons. You know, out of that, product, you know, manufactured is around 2.6. So we plan to grow around, 5%, 5 to 7.5%, on an overall basis.
So we are saying that we might be utilized 95% of our total capacity in terms of manufacturing fertilizer.
Yeah, we are aiming for that.
So with that rendered, I think we might, exhaust our 100% inflation level by FY28. So is there any plan to, debottleneck our existing facility to improve the capacity?
Yeah, that is actually an ongoing project of a smaller nature. It always goes along with the normal production. Just look at it, all the trains actually after this year shutdown, which is almost over, we expect actually to come to the next level. So that debottlenecking is an ongoing job for us, and that will definitely realize much better utilization for the equipments and overall equipment effectiveness.
Understood. And in terms of profitability, right? So in Q4, like we have registered one of the great EBITDA per ton, and in terms of EBITDA margin, the margins were one of the highest ever in the last few quarters. Was there any kind of inventory gain in terms of your non-urea side business, especially in the manufacturing fertilizer or the NPK or DAP side?
Yeah, you know, this, you know, due to the NBS impact, you know, notification, whatever, you know, this upside, that has been accounted for as a policy, you know, as an accounting policy.
Riju, you know, it's basically a function of multiple things. You know, backward integration is one. The right product mix is one, wherein we have had more of NPKs. And, of course, there have been some inventory as part of our, you know, channel inventory, and that's been accounted for as part of the NBS, whatever was given out.
Understood. But see, I just wanted to understand one thing is that, like, if you look at the RM prices, which are higher, continually increasing for last couple of months, right? So, was there any kind of inventory gain for this quarter, and if you could quantify that gain?
No, we can't, you know, quantify. What we say that, you know, what are the stock is there, you know, that, you know, will be utilized in the process. So, and that will be accounted for, you know, in due course.
Okay, understood. And in terms of your growth in the northern region or the northern market, so is there any kind of market share gain that we have witnessed during the quarter?
So just to kind of see, currently market share are not in the public domain, but at an overall level, if you look at it, we almost gained more than 1.5% of NPK market share. Our growth of NPK portfolio as far as farmer sales was concerned was upward of 50%, whereas with industry growth of 31%. And North remains to be a focus market, but these are irrigated markets. And the way PPL's portfolio is concerned, we are in a very balanced kind of volume contribution from North, East, West and South.
Okay. Understood. And one last question in terms of your Goa plant energy efficiency that you have, you know, mentioned in the PPT. So, like, how much you are going to spend there for the energy efficiency, and what is the expected benefit in the EBITDA level?
So this is the phase two, you know, energy efficiency level what we are, you know, embarking. So that, you know, will be completed by Q4 this year, you know. And the, you know, the capital outlay is, you know, around 190 to 200 crore.
Okay, and expected gain out of this this investment?
No, it will be, you know, the payback, you know, in terms of payback, I can tell that, you know, it will be so 4 to 5 years.
Got it. Yes, thanks. That is all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on excellent set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question would be to understand, sir, how heading towards Kharif season, I mean, how has been the availability of DAP, especially if we have to comment in them for the month of April. And secondly, wanted to understand, can we see the velocity when it comes to NPK sales similar to what we have seen, you know, in quarter four going ahead as well?
So, like when we discuss for the Kharif season, just 2-3 fundamentals. One is, I think, first and foremost, which is a good monsoon. So the current forecast is very, very strong and positive, 103 to 104%. The reservoirs are carrying good water level, which also augurs well for the agriculture. In terms of the stock inventories as a country, the DAP inventory currently is low, and we maintain still a good stock of NPKs, basically which is available with the trade. We see a good demand in the Kharif season. And the DAP availability is going to be mixed, basically, in view of limited availability from China. However, the government policy has been very favorable and it supports that the customer requirements are met. So you are going to see a good demand for NPKs because of fundamental kind of demand from the customers, and also good demand for DAP and new products like TSP. So it's going to be a good season ahead. DAP availability is going to be limited.
Oh, okay. So can you quantify the inventory that we carry from March to April, I mean total inventory in tons, if you could?
Basically, for us, we will be having approximately 3.5 to 4 million tons of 4 lakh tons of stocks.
Okay. So, I mean, considering we have almost done sales more than, I mean, capacity, for obvious reason that we would have carried forward some inventory last year as well, can we expect, I mean, like a 3.3, 3.4 lakh ton type of volume number in FY26?
So, we don't give a forward-looking this thing. You should expect a good set of numbers. Like we have clarified, we are planning to augment our capacity. We also strategically do trading volumes based on driving profitable growth. And since we are carrying opening trade stocks, which is like a regular routine in nature, that augurs well for both Kharif season and the season ahead. So sales is going to be strong. That's how we look at it.
Okay. Just one last question before I get back in the queue. Wanted to understand how the prices of sulfur and sulfuric acid that has panned out in quarter four, and can you say if there is any meaningful change that we have seen in the month of April?
Yeah, so basically we are seeing some sort of an uptake in various raw material commodities. Sulfur right now as we are speaking is about trending at about $300 odd. Sulfuric acid is about a 125-ish. But given the fact we have about 1.4 million tons of sulfuric acid captive capacity, we kind of stand to benefit by kind of procuring sulfur and making acid in-house.
What were these prices in quarter four? I mean for sulfur and sulfuric?
Quarter four sulfur was about 190 odd, sulfuric was about 102.
Fair enough. Got it. I'll talk this.
These are published numbers, not specific right to our company, but generic numbers.
Got it, sir. Yeah, general trend of the price, I understood. Fine, I'll get back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, it's a repetition of the earlier question on the manufacturing capacity almost fully utilized. So assuming you grow by 5%, next year you will be about 90% capacity utilized on your manufacturing volumes. So just trying to understand how much more can you do from debottlenecking and when do you probably will have to go for the next phase of expansion and how do you time it better?
Thank you, Dhruv. Actually, last year witnessed actually one of the best capacity utilization of all the trains what is operate. This year actually, like we said about debottleneck is an ongoing activity for us. At least 5 to 8% of the capacity we expect to come out of the debottleneck. And accordingly, there are a lot of other things happening parallelly in terms of reliability improvement and the excellence in terms of manufacturing, in terms of improving capability of people. So this all should result actually, if you look at it actually, 7 to 8% of the capacity should increase year by year by various means. And also once the backward integration projects are handy actually, definitely we will be on the drawing board, lot of other actions plans are already lined up.
I'm just wondering, are we a bit late in terms of the announcement given that the demand is reasonably good and also your capacities are fully utilized or there is a lot of scope from debottlenecking that you can drive for 1-2 years? Because I'm just wondering, if you announce a capacity expansion even today for granulation, it would take about 1-2 years probably for the phase to come up. So just trying to understand, would this capacity constraint become a bottleneck for growth?
So Dhruv, if I may add, actually, you know, the growth for Paradeep Phosphates over the last 4 years has been a mix of both organic as well as inorganic. So although we are
no, understand the inorganic part will drive just from the organic segment. I'm just
so saying. Organic. In fact, let the merger kind of get complete, and then I think we should have very quick plans in terms of how to augment the capacity further. So you have to wait it out.
As such, in Paradeep, we have got a spare capacity of 1.5 lakh ton, which can take care of this, whatever growth we are talking. So we can easily have, 1.5 lakh to 2 lakh ton addition with doing, whatever the debottlenecking we are doing. That is what we are right now doing it.
Yeah. And just to add, see, we are also trying to augment the business growth through the traded volumes. Our philosophy on trade volume is to drive profitable growth. So, but we will be augmenting the market requirement through full capacity utilization as well as through traded volumes also. And of course, the inorganic growth through NCSL integration.
Yeah, so just to give you a number, if you look at the overall market growth, it's about 5-6%, whereas PPL for the last 4 years have grown at a compounded rate of more than 15-16%.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of really, it's a good number for us, and we'll announce the further plans, once the merger is complete.
Got it. Perfect. And is there also a scope from optimizing your portfolio further? For example, DAP this year, if I understand, is about 30% of your overall mix, manufacturing mix, versus it was about 45% earlier. So can you trade more of DAP and produce more of NPK? Is that a possibility to also drive volumes?
So the way we look at it is, the product mix is a function of the market requirement, profitability, and as well as optimal use of the RM materials available. So our focused path is to drive the NPK growth. However, in order to meet the customer requirement, we offer DAP, which is partially through the manufactured volume, and we are also going in for traded DAP to augment that.
So we do, yes. Through, if you look at it, actually, the last 2 years, it will be very clearly consolidating towards the NPK volumes. And that path is actually going to get strengthened in the coming years.
For sure. Got it. The second question is on the CapEx. If you can guide for the CapEx for FY26.
So the project what we are now undergoing, we have got around, 500 crore, all put together. So out of that... this, why I'm talking the cash outflow, whatever we are going to invest. So in that, energy efficiency, what I told, just some time back, 200 crore, and, for the P2O pipe, augmentation of the capacity around 100 crore, and, sulfuric acid, what we are increasing the, capacity from, 5 lakh ton, this, for that, this is around 100 crore what we will be spending. So balance has been spent, so this will be spent during this year.
Got it. And so last question is on the DAP, the subsidy and some of the under recoveries. I think in the last call you had mentioned that at the end of the year, when the government looks at the audited accounts, if there is any loss on DAP sales, that would be adjusted for and would be given to the companies, made good to the companies. So I'm just trying to verify, does that still hold? And assuming you were to go to the government and claim for that under recovery, how much that amount would be?
No, this, whatever has been notified by the government, that based on that, we have claimed it, and that has all been accounted for. So,
okay.
Nothing is there, which is not to be, further to be claimed.
So except for the 500 rupees, which
yes.
You have not provided for, the remaining, everything else is claimed.
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect, sir. That makes sense. That's helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Ayush Jha from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can I audible?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Thank you for letting me ask questions, sir. So my question is for the Goa plant, ammonia and urea. When the plant is starting in 2023, I have seen there is a frequently breakdown of the plant. And if I quote the number, it's around more than 6 and 7 times the plant has breakdown. And I have read that. So what's the issue there? And when we can see the stable of that plant, sir?
Okay. It's unfortunate we had multiple stoppages in the ammonia urea last year. If you look at it, actually, we have recovered from that. And majority has come from basically the ammonia compressor side.
And to remove all these things once for all, actually, by end of this year, actually, we'll be replacing the critical ammonia compressors as a program address both reliability as well as the energy efficiency. And apart from that, there's a lot of other investment we have done in terms of maintainability and reliability improvement. So we expect this year is going to be much better than last year. And just to add that in spite of all these things, actually, we have crossed our RAC.
That, you know, assess capacity to what has been allotted to us.
As we
4 lakh ton, we have dot crossed.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And sir, my second question is around the merger which recently going to take place, and is there any future guidance you want to give about that, sir?
No, on Pashkar, we have received the SEBI approval. We are with the NCLT bench. The shareholder meeting is being convened on 2nd of June. Once that is approved, then we'll go to NCLT for the second motion. So all in all, we expect that you know, by within the next 3 to 4 months, we should be able to close the process.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. That's it for my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. Congratulations on very strong set of numbers. Couple from my side. First, one clarification. I think on the you mentioned about capacity debottlenecking. So probably about 1.5 lakh to 2 lakh tons. So by when can we expect that?
This is ongoing actually. This will get realized this current year itself.
Okay, so basically your overall capacity, like phosphatic capacity, could go from 2.6 to 2.8 by FY26. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's fine. And for that, what was the capex that you did?
Not a major capex, in fact, actually. There's a lot of debottleneck which is taking both the revenue as well as smaller capex routes.
Got it. And secondly, on the overall volume, so you know, we've seen that DAP volume has declined to 660 KTPA in F25. Obviously, because NPK's volume sold are higher. So, what's your aspiration for you know, DAP sales in F26?
So. We don't give a forward guidance for a particular product. However, mm-hmm. the intention is to overall grow the numbers. And like what we said, around 5 to 7% will come from the inorganic, and the further growth will come from the merger, basically. And we also trying to drive traded volumes of DAP and TSP. So TSP is another product in the similar portfolio with 46% P. That's how we're trying to meet the requirement. DAP will be done in line with the market requirement. However, the intention is to kind of offer farmers a balanced portfolio of NPKs, because that is much better for agriculture.
Okay. And when you say 5 to 7%, I think that's basically X of MCFL, correct?
Yes. You're right.
Okay. Got it. And just the last bit. I know you don't indicate this, but can you give some understanding about what's your traded volume EBITDA like? I mean, what is your trading EBITDA like? And FY25, if you could just give some indication.
So generally, traded volume, you know, last year we have done around 3.9 lakh ton, right? 4 lakh ton. So the EBITDA will be around, you know, 2 to 2,500 lower than the manufactured, you know, EBITDA level.
Okay, so that's more like 2,000 give or take. Okay. And last bit, what's your subsidy outstanding currently?
Around 1,900 crores.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you for patiently answering my question. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sophia Masta from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, congratulations on a good set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. I just would like to know that what are the kind of trading volumes that we expect in FY26? if you could give any guidance on that.
So like I think we clarified, we are not giving a forward guidance on the numbers ahead. We have indicated a growth of 5 to 7% on the overall portfolio, and trading will be done to support the market requirement basically, and as well as driving profitable growth. So it's going to be, we're going to be looking at DAP and TFP. I would like not like to give standalone forward guidance.
Okay. And what are like a fixed capex plan for the coming year?
In terms of the decarbonization and carbon neutral path, there are severe big investment which is going to come in terms of energy improvements, especially in a Goa plant. And in Paradeep plant, actually it's going to be backward integration of sulfuric acid as well as phosphoric acid, and some debottleneck to increase the capacity of the current train.
Okay, and
it will be around 500.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sandeep Mukherjee from SKP Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, citing that the NBS subsidies are revised, so any other products in Goa plant are you targeting, like N10 or something?
Just to kind of share with you, see, our Goa remains a dedicated site for making NPK portfolio, and one of our flagship products that we are trying to grow is 1919. And of course, you know, we've got a strong portfolio of other NPKs like N10, N12, N28. So Goa is a dedicated NPK site.
Okay, sir. And your capex guidance of 5,500 by FY27 remains intact? Your EBITDA per ton guidance of 5,500 by FY27 is intact?
No, we continue to give guidance of 4,500 to 5,000 rupees as sustainable EBITDA, and whatever expansion in EBITDA will happen, it will happen because of the backward integration project that we are undertaking. So to that effect, the EBITDA per ton increase, but the sustainable EBITDA per ton guidance continues to be 4,500.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is more on the other income side of it. Wanted to understand what is the income that we are deriving from, on the other income side. We have been doing 35-40 crores now consistently for the last two quarters. So the rate used to be 15-20 crores. Is it mainly treasury income or how is it?
Yeah, no, this is mainly on account of the treasury income. And during this year, the cash flow, the subsidy inflow and, you know, the trade collection is good. So what are the surplus, you know, we have put it in treasury, manage the treasury, and that, you know, has yield this type of, you know, income.
Okay, and can we expect that the net debt to equity, to improve and to see more probably near 0.6, 0.5 times in next 2 years?
Certainly, you know, with this type of what the backward integration and, you know, this, EBITDA, you know, margin, you know, we are talking, and the growth in the volume with the free cash flow, we can expect that, you know. We believe that, you know, we'll be able to do that, you know, achieve that.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just in terms of market, right, I think we are gaining share in terms of a north market, right? I just wanted to understand, basically, it's, and we are growing NPK at a faster pace. So it's a market in the north, which is more of a DAP, I think, so heavy, right? It's shifting towards the NPK at a much faster pace because our competitor is also highlighting the same thing. So just wanted to understand from the market perspective.
Just to share with you, we've been pioneers in driving the northern market as a shift to NPK is concerned, especially through our flagship grade 2020-013, which is nitrogen, phosphorus and sulfur. And we are seeing a good acceptance for that product happening right across Punjab, Haryana, UP, Bihar, so which augurs well, because the farmer, instead of just putting one or two nutrients, is getting a balanced nutrition of nitrogen, phosphorus and sulfur. And we also see a good scope for NPKs like 12, 32, 16 to also grow in the in that geography.
Okay, and but the market side, it's a more of a shift is happening towards DAP to NPK at a faster pace in these markets?
It is definitely happening, okay, and one of the key products which is going in the put, in the overall market is 2020-013. So out of almost the 14 billion tons of NPKs, almost 7 million is approximately N20. So you can see a clear shift which is happening. And that is more dominant in the north because the south and west were already dominant NPK markets.
Right, right. Okay. And these markets are within the 1400 kilometer range of which is subsidy, freight subsidy we get, right? It's or it is over and above that in terms of a reach perspective.
Yeah. So just to kind of give you the synergistic effect that we have, that we got Paradeep and Goa, and we are able to serve the markets based on what is the most optimal thing from both the plants.
Okay, understood. And in terms of second question, in terms of your EBITDA per ton, right, I think Alok has said in one of the answer, right, fees are 4,500 rupees per metric ton will be the sustainable number. And how basically the, my sense is that next FY27, right, your energy efficiency in Goa as well as our sulfuric acid plant will come, right? So this EBITDA per ton has to improve in FY27, right? 26 maybe will be the operating leverage will play out.
Yeah, so
what Alok has told, you know, based on that, yeah, on a steady state basis, you can, you know, have 4,500. And on due to this, all these, you know, backward integration and what are the cost saving project we are doing, it will have a definitely positive impact, you know, on this, our product portfolio. But that also depends, you know, what are the international prices and all these things, you know, depending on all these things. But, you know, it will have a definitely good impact, a positive impact on our EBITDA, you know, bottom line. You know?
Actually, if you look at it now in terms of two, three actions, one is the scale in terms of the production improvement as well as the total selling, and obviously the backward integration and the energy improvements. These are the key things which are going to be playing out in the coming days against the risk involved in terms of the turbulence which happens. We are quite positive that actually we will derive much higher.
Okay, understood. And two bookkeeping questions. One, in terms of subsidy, as you said, 1,900 odd crores of a subsidy outstanding. Can you break it up into the due and non-due subsidy from the government?
So out of that, you know, whatever due is around, you know, 700 crores should be. And what is the pipeline now that, you know, cost of is around 1,200 crores.
Okay, understood. And next one is the interest cost. Basically, if you look at this year, right, we have closed at around 360 odd crores of interest cost. How do you see this number will be the next year? Or maybe you can share the rate of interest, average rate of interest for us.
You know, during this year, even though the MCLR rate and RBI rate, you know, there is a, you know, increase, then subsequently decrease. But, you know, our rate has, you know, substantially reduced. You know, our interest rate, you know, which was earlier last year, around 8.5%. This year it is around, you know, 7.6 to 7.7%. So this is on account of, you know, this portfolio of more, you know, this supply credit, buyer credit, and, you know, good, you know, management of working capital. And this year also because of this good subsidy and trade collection, so utilization of the fund based limit also quite muted.
Okay. But do you think this overall interest outgo, which is last 2 years is in the same range of 360, 370 odd crores, right, will come down from these levels now as we have good cash now?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Sure, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. The first question is on the phosphoric acid. So currently we have 0.5 million tons of capacity. Are we currently using the entire phosphoric acid for our fertilizers? And the second question is the additional 0.2 million tons which we are adding, that will be sufficient for how many years in terms of the growth that we are targeting? Thank you.
Yeah. So hi Rohit. You know, first of all, I think there was a bit of confusion. So in terms of phosphoric acid, we have 0.5 million tons as we speak, and that is sufficient for the Paradeep site. The incremental 0.2 million tons will be helping us to kind of support the other sites in addition to Paradeep. That's one. In terms of the other intermediary, which is sulfuric acid, we are augmenting the capacity to 2 million tons, which will kind of, you know, which is expected to complete in another 4-5 months. That should kind of make Paradeep more than 100% backward integrated.
Sure. And second question in terms of the battery grade phosphoric acid. So any comments on that on your side? Thank you.
Rohit, as you would realize, you know, we have quite a healthy level of free cash on the balance sheet at the moment. We wanted to kind of complete the couple of important items at hand, namely the merger, the phosphoric acid and the sulfuric acid. Post that, you know, we'll announce further plans in terms of utilization of the remaining free cash.
So, that's helpful. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubro, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. This 3,500 rupees additional subsidy on DAP has been extended till the month of September, is that correct?
Yes, no, it has been extended up to September.
And regarding?
Hello?
Regarding the balance 500, yes sir, regarding the balance 500 subsidy which is due, by when do you think it will be cleared?
No, that, you know, still not notified, you know, the storms, you know, the way it has to be, you know, claimed and all things. So we are waiting for that notification. Once it comes, you know, once it's certain, then we will do it.
So this would be the same for all the industry players on DAP, correct?
Yes.
Because I asked this because government has extended this for another 6 months. And the previous dues are also not yet clear when it will be paid out. So that's the reason I was asking.
No, your question is valid. You know, this 3,500 has been extended. But this, you know, last year they have, you know, whatever they have paid 3,000, we have accounted for this. Whenever they notify the balance 500, that will be accounted for.
That's it for my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the last question from the line of Sophia Masta from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity once again. I just wanted to ask that how much capex have we already put into our sulfuric and phosphoric acid plants respectively?
The sulfuric acid plant, you know, whatever we are talking that, you know, 0.5 million tons, on that, you know, out of, you know, 480 crore, what are the capital outlay, we have already spent, you know, around 360 odd crore. So that balance will be spent during this year. Phosphoric acid, that, you know, at 0.2 million what we are talking, out of that, you know, we have just started, you know, we have spent around 30 crore.
How much, sorry?
We have spent around, you know, 30 crore and balance, you know, 100 odd crore will be spent during this year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today and for your continued trust and interest in our journey and the company. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team anytime. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.